This is Bernadette and Jill Lane here at One Life Radio. And so, hey, Jill.
It's Monday again.
It's Monday.
How'd that happen?
It's crazy.
My mom was just asking me, what'd you do this week? And I'm like, I have no clue. I don't know if that's good or bad. Like,
no,
I didn't do anything or I didn't accomplish anything. Because, you know, we talked last week how I'm like in nesting mode.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I don't think I got anything done. I didn't get any nesting done this weekend. I'm behind.
Sounds like you had the same kind of weekend. My weekend was just like a blur.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. We tapped into this, and thanks everybody for listening. Find us on Facebook, and we have a fun hour coming up. But first, we got to just give you props again, like we did at the end of last week. We got to, because it's so cool. I was expecting you to come like in a dress made from the New York Times or one of those bags, you know, they make them out of like recycled items, because you got to touch and feel your article that had the picture of your float cabin and everything like that from the New York Times that was published yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was pretty emotional, I have to say. I cried tears of joy.
That's so
I really
cool.
did, which is, when something big in your life happens, like the birth of a child or when you're getting married, it was that kind of feeling.
Well, when you put so much blood, sweat, and tears into your business, and I think all people who have business appreciate this, but especially solopreneurs or entrepreneurs, you know, and you get nationally recognized in one of the most, I don't know if this is true, but I would assume one of the most read articles, periodicals around the world, really.
Yeah,
that's
it's
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most, you get instant credibility when you can say, yeah, they've done something on me in the New York Times.
Well, I hope you're going to take it to one of those like archive shops locally and get it like framed really cool.
Yeah.
A couple of them, one for at home, one for in the spa.
Yeah.
Good.
I thought I laughed. I was laughing when I went to start. I started out, it got up at like 6:30 and was going to get to all those newsstands nice and early. So, you know, I would get several copies. I only bought six too, by the way. That's not that many, right?
You trumped me. I only bought four Sports Illustrated. So you got six. And I was like, darn, maybe I should have bought more when you sent me that text message.
That's right. I did send you the text message about, I thought about Jill when I bought them, because we joked on the show on Friday that she wouldn't be able to get a copy because I'd be too busy buying them all out at local Starbucks. So
six is pretty good. A little, just enough. Just enough.
Yeah. So, you know, pass on to whoever, my children, my grandchildren. So my daughters and I popped a bottle of champagne last night after they got home.
That's really exciting. Yeah. So we had a cool sports weekend, you know, kind of cool anyways. Rangers going to their trip to the World Series. So exciting.
Did you watch the game? Friday? All my days are getting mixed up.
I know,
was it Friday
too.
Night?
Friday or Saturday?
Friday or
Saturday.
Night. Saturday night. Yeah.
We did. We watched it and it was really exciting. My daughter could remember, I took her to a game last season and we stayed after and went down, and some of the ball boys cleaning up the field actually brought a ball over to her that she has in her room now, so she could remember that and going there, watching on TV. And she's four, so that was really cool. But, you know, then it kind of was like a downer yesterday watching the Cowboys, and my heart just goes out to them. I can't wait actually to get some inside mental toughness juice from Deborah DeBrie on Wednesday, because if anybody needs it right now, I think they do.
Yeah.
You know, to have all of their games they lost be so close and potentially a couple for sure they were walking away with the win.
Yeah.
You know, that's
I didn't
tough.
Watch the game yesterday. In fact, like I said, I was pretty much on the phone and on the computer all day, just, you know, talking with friends all over the country. And
that's so cool.
So I didn't see the game
You know, they played amazing, and I'm sure they can take away a lot of good stuff from it, but it just breaks your heart. I mean, I felt heartbroken for them to have had the opportunity to win and to walk away with a loss again, so that's tough. And we have some cool guests in studio after this first break. We'll have Lindsay and Mike from the Nexus Club talking about a really cool golf tournament that's coming to town really soon. Everybody, if you're a golfer, you need to tune in after the first break, so it's for a good organization and cause, and we're going to have the next segment all dedicated to them and telling us about what they do. I'm excited because it's for youth athletes in the area, so it's right up my alley, which is great. And so they'll be with us after the break. And so we'll just kind of shoot the bull if anybody wants to call in and pick brain on anything. I don't know. You have the best woman business guru in Dallas.
No. Bernadette. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'm expanding
your
title.
Don't get crazy now. Don't get crazy.
Listen, you're in the New York Times. You have to expand your title from guru to like business, female entrepreneur business guru. I don't know. I think that's a good ring to it.
Yeah, now I really have to work hard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, to meet up to everybody's expectations.
You have to double your vitamin dose because you already put in enough hours as it is.
Speaking of that, I am feeling so much better from the stuff that you gave me, the lipoic acid.
Cool.
And the I take a mouthful of this, all these pills every morning, and I even downed them with some of the Danny, did you drink your green juice over the weekend? Your little packets, your broccoli packets?
What? He's shaking his head. No, I can't believe
it. Here.
Oh, that's right. But what about Friday?
And I forgot to take them with me.
What about Friday? You had one. Did you have any extra on Friday?
No.
Okay.
What'd you have for breakfast, Danny?
We're working on it.
Nothing.
Okay, back to square one. That's okay.
Okay.
That
ask me what I had.
What'd you have, Bernie?
Because I was proud of being bad. I had a Chicago dog from Sonic for breakfast.
What?
Okay.
I can't decide if I'm going forward or backward with you two. It's really sounding like backward these days.
Jill, no, what's worse? You never did answer my question the other day.
Right.
What's worse, having what she had or having what I had, which was nothing?
I would have to vote on the nothing for this morning.
Really? I didn't eat the bun. I just ate the pickle, the relish, the onions, the mustard, and the dog.
Maybe.
I didn't eat the bun.
Here's my excuse. It's my excuse. I'm sticking by it.
Let me
landed at 3 o'clock this morning. Got home, unpacked.
Wow, 3 o'clock. I was wondering what time y'all strolled in last night.
Yeah.
Three. That's tough.
So, 3:30 in the morning, I finally unpacked. I didn't sleep on the flight home, so I'm sitting there. I'm up. Made coffee.
Did you make one of your famous scrambled egg with black beans egg thing?
No, because I was just kind of not hungry, and I was beyond tired, so I just came into work here. So I haven't had any sleep since I woke up Sunday morning.
Well, we'll have to dig into your stash of your greens, which are they here?
Yeah.
Did you take them? Okay, they're here. And some of your bars.
I got to come get a box of those.
Look what I got in my hand.
Okay, you got it in your hand.
I got it in my hand, so now I'll just have to
eat it. By the time the show ends today, you'll have consumed both of those. Okay.
Well, and they help you to drink more water, which is a problem for me. So I'm thinking, okay, this is great. I'm getting a bottle of water here, and I just had two handfuls of broccoli. Or whatever.
Okay, you're redeeming yourself a little bit.
I had that first. Then on the way, I went to Sonic and got the Chicago dog.
Right. Couldn't you get I don't even know if it's better, but go into Whole Foods and get a tiny breakfast burrito eggs.
I'm not near a Whole Foods. And so, but I was at Sam's.
Like a egg and sausage, ham, cheese.
No.
Well, see, what got me is Sam's. I had to shop for the spa to get all my supplies on Saturday, and I didn't have any cash with me, and I walked by a bunch of hot dogs. And I was like, man, I want a hot dog, but I didn't have any cash with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to, pay for a hot dog with a check or anything. So so that's what had so all weekend
long.
You had
hot dog on the brain all weekend.
I had hot dog itis.
It's a deadly condition, I hear. All right, we'll have a cure for that after the break with our good friends from the Nexus Club. Join us back and hear how you can contribute and have fun playing golf very soon. We'll see you after the break.
When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange.
The Wall Street Shuffle with Dan Kofal.
My DeLorean story was much more important than this.
But of course.
Huh?
But of course.
But the moral of the story is buy gold and go to college overseas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's exactly, let me restate that. I nobody more surprised than me. Danny made sense for a minute. I couldn't process it.
The Wall Street Shuffle, weekdays at 4. Attention, athletes and parents. Want more energy? Need quicker recovery? How about better focus in school and on the field of play? Reserve your seats now for this can't-miss event. Eat Better, Play Better, hosted by sports nutritionist Jill Lane. Jill's clients include stars from the NFL, NBA, and NHL, just to name a few.
Hey, this is Jill Lane, pro athlete health and nutrition coach. Parents, this event is for you. I can't tell you how many times I get questions of what your student-athletes should be eating, what you should have around the house, and when they should be eating it around their school and their practice and game schedule. I put together this event, which is going to give you all of the information I give to my pro athlete clients so you can walk away with your questions answered.
Learn to eat like a pro. Eat Better, Play Better. Two dates in Southlake, Thursday, October 20th, and in Dallas, Tuesday, October 25th. For more information, visit eatbetterplaybetter.com. That's eatbetterplaybetter.com.
I'm Tracy, retired U.S. Air Force from DeSoto, Texas. There's a saying that we live by in the military: never leave a fallen warrior behind. The Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home.
Learn more at DFW1190AM.com, keyword warrior, and find other ways to support our heroes, like the Soldier Ride, sponsored by GEICO.
After 2 weeks on the road, it's time for a little homecoming. And there's no homecoming like a Highland Park Scots homecoming. Friday night, join us live on AM 1190 for all the festivities from the legendary Highlander Stadium in the Park Cities. Highland Park plays McKinney North in another District 10 4A showdown. Plus, did we mention it's homecoming? Hear the game live, presented by the Sewell family of automobile dealerships. Friday night, starting at 7, exclusively on AM 1190.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. It's a beautiful Monday, and I don't know if you know what you got done this weekend, but we have some plans for you for, gosh, a couple weeks from today. Is that right? I can't believe it. This month is half over, and I know we have some special guests from the Nexus Club, Lindsay and Mike, here to talk about kind of what they do at the club and then this amazing event that's going to be on Halloween. Is that right?
That's correct. That's it's so on cool. 11 o'clock the 31st, Monday. Registration's at 10 o'clock. The Nexus Club was a group of people originally from Las Colinas. We were founded and we formed a nonprofit charity to support U.S. Girls Golf of Dallas primarily, with the hope of bringing an LPGA event to Dallas. So
that's great.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's so exciting. As a sports nutritionist and someone who works with youth, I always get excited to talk about events for the youth. And this event is for young girls who want or are interested in getting into golf. And, you know, so tell us more about that.
Well, the primary charity is the LPGA U.S. Girls Golf of Dallas. And they were formed in 2002. Mary Lou Crocker set that up. And it's a nonprofit organization. They help a lot of people without the funds to get into the sport. And they promote them up. They help them get a lot of scholarships through that program.
Cool.
Not necessarily golf, but girls golf is probably the most unused college scholarship
really
of any women's sports.
Yeah, I heard Sipa told me that and I was pretty amazed by that fact also.
Yeah, I think I recently read an article that we were talking about having last week, you know, knowing that you guys were coming on, that I read an article that the LPGA just as a whole was I don't know, notoriety of it or the popularity of it was trending down, because recently a lot of the well-named women have retired, but that there's some up-and-coming young superstars right now that are kind of getting people excited about it again. So
yeah, that's correct. Probably the youngest one that's creating the buzz would be Alexis Thompson, who's 16, that just won a professional tournament.
That's amazing.
And they've let her into the LPGA now.
Wow.
She's a member.
I think that's really a cool thing about golf, and I am one who does not play. I've attempted to, and it was really bad, so I got frustrated, and I know there's lots of golfers out there that can relate, but I think the cool thing about golf is you can start so young, and, you know, it's safe. You know, we've talked about, you know, other collision sports and things like that, and, you know, the safety issues, but you can start really young when you're kids.
Sure.
And I think in girls, that's really exciting.
Well, our mission statement basically is to emphasize to young ladies the importance of values such as character, integrity, sportsmanship, self-discipline, and community involvement. So we feel like strong values empower lifetime success.
That's so cool. So this charity event is going to be at the Las Colinas Country Club, which is beautiful over there in Las Colinas. And where can people go to find out more about your 501(c)(3), the corporation as a whole, if they can't play and maybe they want to donate or to register?
Sure. We're looking for players and sponsors, but you can contact us at info@thenexusclub.org.
Cool.
Nexus, it's NEXUS.
That's great. So tell me, is this the first year you've had this tournament?
We were formed this past year.
Okay.
Recently, so this is our first event.
Cool.
And it's a grassroots. We're looking for new members. By playing in the tournament, you will become a member with your donation. We're trying to grow this to 200 to 300 members, and then go out and hit the professional and corporate business world for sponsorships. Yeah. So it takes approximately $3 million to bring an LPGA event to Dallas.
Wow. I was just going to ask you how much it costs, because you said you helped some of the young girls just get maybe like the equipment they need, and maybe just even paying like greens fees and stuff to go play. Is that part of what the nonprofit does?
The nonprofit gets them started in golf, and they have four sites in Dallas, and Mary Lou Crocker handles that. But that she introduces them, gives them lessons. There's tournaments for them, and that's the arenas they build up. As they get older, they can play AJGA junior golf. There's tournaments, national tournaments, the women's junior every year. They've had that in Fort Worth before. Kathy Whitworth over there, a longtime LPGA and a member, is big in golf. So we've got her support. We've got several people in Dallas that have stepped up and willing to come in and help us.
That's great. So where do you find like the girls who are interested in playing golf? How do they find you guys, I guess, to get some of the benefits of the foundation?
Well, that's through Girls Golf of Dallas.
Okay.
And they've got applications online and stuff for that. You can Google them and it'll come up. But a lot of that, usually parents want to put their kids in a sport and they sort of at a young age pick one for them.
Yeah, that's true. How much more popular would you know the stats and how much more popular golf is for young boys than it is for girls? Is it that much more dramatic when they're young, or is it just as it gets older, it's less popular? You know, female sports and adults are generally, like the WNBA and the Women's Soccer League and stuff, and are generally less popular than men's sports, unfortunately. So I think they all struggle.
I think if you had a chance to follow the success and how quality the girls are now, if you went out to some tour events and had a chance to see them play, I mean, the average golfer can't even come close to them.
Wow.
I mean, they're hitting it 260 to 280 on some of the longer players. The average driving distance is probably 245 on the tour. So they shoot under par at tournaments, 15, 16 under. So the quality of golf is very good.
Brenda, do you play golf?
I have never played a game of golf. I went to the Four Seasons last year, around this time, actually, with a dear old friend and shot some... the driving range. There you go. Yeah, I drove some balls, like, not very far. That's the extent of my golf experience. But, I was looking at this, and you can become a sponsor for only $500. If there's anybody out there listening that owns a company or a small company that, wanted to get behind this and get in at the very beginning.
Yeah, I noticed that, too.
The sponsor receives recognition in all the related publications, and you get a link on the Nexus Club website and a one-year membership to the Nexus Club. So, that's pretty awesome. If there's anybody out there listening that, wants to get involved and has a nice little company.
Yeah, small businesses looking to participate back in the community. I think it's a great, I think golf, I'm thinking about even for my kids. I'm like, golf teaches you so many amazing life skills, like patience and sticking with it, But are you both avid golfers?
I'm an avid golfer. Lindsay's a recent college graduate. Her father's a very good golfer, though. So she's...
Did you play golf young,
Lindsay? I did not, actually. But I have an older brother who actually goes to Marshall, and he plays golf. So it does run in the family.
All right.
Cool. Marshall, my next-door neighbor's from Marshall, and he always has his Marshall flag out. I never knew anything about that school until I lived where I did anyways. Sidetrack, but that's a shout-out, I guess, for Marshall alums in the area. So how often do you get to play golf?
4 or 5 times a week.
Wow.
See, I'm semi-retired and took this as a sort of a mission to promote this. I've had friends' daughters that have played starting in junior all the way through college and now turning pro. So I got involved with it heavily with them, and I felt like that someone needed to take up their cause and promote women's golf. It is a profession that you can play the rest of your life, but the quality of golf's good if you get a chance. I mean, the Paula Kramers, Morgan Pressels, Brittany Langs from Dallas. You've probably got 8 professional girls in the Dallas Metroplex area.
Wow.
So, and Texas does not have an event.
That's a shame. I'm surprised too with the size of our city and all the golfers that I mean, I don't know any. I don't think I know any guy in Dallas that doesn't golf.
Yeah,
seriously.
I have to say, and with the great weather that we have most of the year, it's a longer golf season than in a lot of other states. So I think it is a good sport for that sense to bring up. And I had a question, but it left my brain. So let's see.
I love the little tagline they have: "Changing lives, one swing at a time." With the girls yeah. golf, the LPGA U.S. Girls Association. I'm assuming that's what it stands for.
Yes.
I would think playing golf would. I'm reading the overview and perseverance is something that's really important for success.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have perseverance to succeed. And, you know, and then the discipline.
So much discipline. Because with golf, and what I found out, which is part of the reason probably I don't play now, is that you have to get out there and you have to practice your craft frequently. It's yeah. not one of those things you can just practice once a week and expect to get really good at, right? I mean.
That's correct. Also, it's the one sport left that you call penalties on yourself.
That's an interesting part.
Yes.
Like, give me an example, because like I said, I don't know anything about golf.
Like, so you call a penalty out of bounds,
you have to count your own strokes. But common things someone else wouldn't see, if your ball moves when you're addressing it, no one else sees it, you have to replace it and call that one shot penalty on yourself.
I remember the question I was going to ask, and I think that was a point that you brought up earlier, which is something as parent I think is really interesting, is that all of the scholarships money that goes unused at all of the schools across this, you know, huge country for golf. And I went to college on a athletic scholarship, and it was not only really helpful for my parents, but it taught me a lot of hard work ethic and things like that. So I can appreciate that. But I mean, that, you know, as a parent, it's like, wow, you know, not that we should force our kids into sport for that to be the aim, but that's just something of for people of all economic background to, you know, potentially be able to capture some of those monies for school.
Yeah. When you said address the ball, I thought of a funny joke. I said, "Hello, ball." Is that how you address the ball?
It is a sport, though, where men and women can compete. Yeah. I mean, it's a level playing field.
Yeah. So. Golf is so cool. One of these days, it is something, because my husband golfs, and it's like when you're married, it's like, he's like, you know, one day I want you to come out and learn so that we could golf together. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or bad thing.
No, that's what they say, but they're hoping you never come. Is that how guys are?
Does that mean he's just saying that I should not learn? And
take lessons from someone else, not him.
Yes. Yes, that I know. That I know. That's funny. Well, again, tell us where we can find the Nexus Club online, where people can register and become a sponsor, and then maybe tell us again the location and date of this really cool event coming up.
You can find us at the info@thenexusclub.org. And it's at Las Colinas on October 31st. Registration's at 10 a.m. Shotgun start at 11. We'll have you off the course and plenty of time to get home for Halloween.
Shotgun sounds fun.
We've got a lot of prizes, a lot of food on the course. You know, we've got a $25,000 hole-in-one. We have the winners are going to get rounds at Dallas National for four.
Wow.
So we've got airline tickets. We got a lot of good giveaways.
And do you have a handful of spots open still then? We have plenty of spots. Great.
We're looking for players. Looking for new members to join the club and help us, you know, promote that, especially successful businesswomen. I mean, this is to promote women's golf.
So. Yeah, no, for sure. I think we'll definitely, both of us on our business pages and on our Facebook page for the show, put the information up there. It's something I'm interested in, even as far as a sponsor, because I love kids' athletics and supporting kids and athletics and just, you know,
Maybe you and I could share a sponsorship, like that.
We'll figure it out. I don't know that we can play, but maybe we could drive a cart, and I don't know, I can serve water or something.
I can address the balls.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll come out and meet some of the people and have fun.
For sure.
Interact with them.
Thank you both for being here. Mike and Lindsay from the Nexus Club. Info@thenexusclub.com or .org is where you can find more about them. And we'll see you after the break on One Life Radio.
The country, plus stations you create all in one. iHeartRadio puts the future of entertainment on your smartphone.
My friends and I downloaded it, and we love it.
I love surfing the best live stations with Scamp.
You gotta download it.
It's like Pandora, but with more songs, more control, and no commercials on the stations you create through the end of the year.
Gotta download it.
Download the new iHeartRadio app for your iPhone today, or experience it online at iHeartRadio.com.
Want to know more? Visit DFW1190AM.com, keyword iHeartRadio.
Hey everybody, Larry North here for Adrift Float Spa. I have to tell you, I go to Adrift Spa, and at first, I'm going to be honest. I was really skeptical because I'm not the kind of guy that meditates. I'm hyperactive, as you can tell. I don't shut up. And I didn't think I could possibly relax, and I needed it. I knew that there was something missing in my life. So I went to a drift spa, and I thought, well, there's no way I'm going to be able to float. I had visited the Dead Sea once in my life, and I loved it, and it was amazing, and it was just sort of vibrant. It did amazing things for my body, and I knew all the health benefits from being able to float in Epsom salt and Dead Sea salt. Well, I have to tell you, it's changed my life to be able to relax and float, and the way you feel in this flotation environment, to be able to meditate, which I've never been able to do in my life, and focus and come out so invigorated, and just the entire experience from the moment I walked in to the moment I actually floated. And I tell you, I'm a regular, and I really believe that it's something that could change your life. And a Drift Float Spa, there's nothing like it anywhere in the Metroplex. And if you're needing to de-stress and you want to experience something that I think is going to change your life, I'd like you to give Adrift a call today. 214-363-5628. That's 214-36-FLOAT. And tell them that Larry North sent you.
If your tools stop working, so do you. That's why the Home Depot stocks professional-grade tools like a Makita 7.25-inch circular saw for the new lower price of just $99. You save 20. Get a saw that's tough enough for any job without sacrificing performance or durability. It's a serious saw, now at a seriously affordable price. Just $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires than any other investment vehicle, even in these tough economic times. Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentor group that for over 20 years has taken people by the hand and taught them how to build wealth and passive income streams. Our students have won Investor of the Year awards 5 of the last 5 years. We offer a free workshop for anyone that may be considering investing in real estate. Call now, 972-827-0208. That's 972-827-0208. Or visit us online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
KFXR, Dallas. With all the top news and business stories of the day, it's all on 1190 AM.
I'm crazy today.
bubbly left in the veins.
Oh,
is
my
there
gosh.
Still?
I'm not stopping partying.
We might have to cover detox or something with the
I
last
shouldn't
two
say partying.
Today.
I'm just celebrating life.
Yeah,
there
celebrating.
Hasn't actually not much drinking at all. Just a lot of laughing and
woo-hooing. And you know what? I think it's so awesome because people don't celebrate successes of all sizes enough. And
they don't.
Really.
Even,
I think business
I
people, entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, especially when you're in the trenches kind of doing it on your own. And for those, you know, corporate people who have just a regular job, you know, we're so afraid of making mistakes and beating ourselves up when we do something wrong that we forget to, you know, pat ourselves on the back when we have put, you know, our nose to the grindstone and come up with something big. And, you know, it comes, success comes in many shapes and forms. And so sometimes we just don't even see that we had a success because we're looking in the wrong direction or expecting yeah. something else. So I'm all for celebrating stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd celebrate just so my knee doesn't hurt. Oh my gosh.
That's big time for
Man,
you.
Man, I've been suffering for weeks with that knee. I slipped and fell walking too fast across a parking lot and went down hard on my left
Ouch.
Knee. And man, I mean, I thought I was going to have to get knee replacement surgery a couple of days ago, seriously. And then,
Yikes.
Like, I don't know, it like magically it feels better. So it must be all that stuff I'm taking that you're giving me.
Well, you know, I'm sure your body's had the adequate, you know, soft tissue injuries take a long time to heal. It's frustrating when you bruise or sprain or strain a muscle or ligament or tendon or something like that. You know, we see it in the professional athletes we watch on TV. We're like, gosh, it's taking them forever. But depending on what tissue you damaged, vasculature, not necessarily to muscle, but tendons and ligaments is really poor, and they just take a long time to heal.
Yeah.
So not that nutrition doesn't help, because it absolutely does help speed up healing, but sometimes it's just time is your good friend, you know?
Well, and I floated this weekend too, and that took out mm-hmm. some of the inflammation, mm-hmm. just like with your husband, with his neck.
Yep. Yeah.
So that helped. And just everything combined and just, you know, a lot of happiness, I think, doesn't hurt. Releasing all those good endorphins.
It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. I'll tell you what, they have done so many research studies on people who have generally a gloom and doom kind of mood, and they have like a chronic illness. Maybe it's everything from some sort of arthritis to cancer, uh-huh, versus people who might have those same illnesses and they're happy, or they get exposed to things like the animals that come in, they can pet at the hospital, or some kind of happy thing. They listen to music, or they're just generally more glass half full type minded people.
Uh-huh.
Those people always
do
fare better.
Yeah,
they do.
You know, speaking of dogs, this has happened over the weekend. So I get this call. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I got the call. We found this dog, Bernadette. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a puppy.
You're
and
that's such
like,
a sucker.
That's like me turning down like a hot kiss or something, telling me, you know, like, you know, we've got this puppy. I'm already like, okay, I'll take it. So I've got this puppy coming to my house today. Between
what kind?
A Labrador puppy, a female, between 4 and 5 months old. And of course, my children are like thrilled out of their minds. But it's temporary because this woman that's I'm letting it house there and we're going to take care of it is looking for a home for it. So, but how great is that? I get to play with a puppy for a whole week
and
or
lab
two.
Puppies,
a
so
lab
stinking
puppy, oh
cute.
My gosh, I can't
hide
wait.
Your shoes. Right?
I'm going to get the basketball out tonight and jump all, you know, just get out there with the kids with the beautiful weather and
fun.
Enjoy that puppy, that
cute.
Puppyhood.
How do your other dogs take in new, you know, people, doggies?
Well, when you integrate
know?
Animals like that, it's yeah. funny you should ask because the person that's bringing the dog to me wanted to drop it off yesterday, and uh-huh. I can't do it without someone else there with me just in case it goes bad.
Yeah.
Because it can be very expensive, and dog fights are, they're just scary.
Yikes.
If you've ever seen two dogs fight, is this the scariest thing on earth, at least for me. I mean, it's just scary. And it can get very expensive. One little bite can do a lot
yeah.
of damage. You talk about soft tissue damage.
Yeah.
I mean, just rip another dog open. But anyway, so my helper is going to be there to help me integrate these animals. But to answer your question, a puppy usually is very simple. They sniff a little bit because that dog hasn't gotten mature enough yet to learn how to be aggressive or
fight.
And when going into another dog's territory, they'll be fine, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll report back on Wednesday.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
It was great to have the Lindsay and Mike from the Nexus Club. I'm
yeah.
so for, you know, obviously because I'm in that profession, I guess, of working with athletes, that I love anything that helps support student athletes, especially female student athletes, because, you know, female sports oftentimes don't get a lot of notoriety. And,
no.
you know, if in professional leagues like the women's professional soccer and golf and basketball league, you know, there's not a lot of press or people, you know, going out enough to these events, even though these women are amazing athletes and they're doing great things in the community. So I think it's an amazing cause. If I played golf, I would be there. So we'll have to see. Maybe we can
do a live remote.
Yeah. We're cooking up some stuff on the break here, listeners.
And speaking of live remotes, we have a live remote Thursday. And I will be there. Jill will be there. Larry North will be there. Sage may be there. It's not her her day, but she might stop by for those of you that like to meet all of us.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's fun to get out and meet faces. And you're right at Preston and Royal in Dallas at a Drift Float Spa.
No, Preston Northwest Highway.
I know. You know, I said Preston Royal because that's
okay.
where I am.
But that's where you are, right down the street. And that's where Larry is, too. Isn't Larry right around the corner?
He is, right across the street from
yeah.
me. Preston
yeah.
Northwest Highway, even more central. Most people know exactly where that corner is, right next to La Madeline.
Oh, man, I got a great spot.
I know. You do have a great spot.
I've got prime location.
You do.
It's wonderful. Thousands and thousands of people a day.
Yeah. So we'll have a lot of fun. We're going to have, I don't know, all yummy food and fun giveaways and just, you know, a good time for people to come by, ask questions, say hi, introduce themselves, win a prize. You know, who knows? Anything goes on this show.
Wish we had an evening show.
I know, right?
Would that be fun?
It would be fun. Never say never. You never know. Never know. I know we're trying to just hold down this 1 hour and fill it up with good information as much as we can now. And half the time we run out of time to get through all the stuff we want to go through.
We've got the what the heck are you thinking, what the heck are you drinking on Wednesdays. But to recap, last week we talked about, on Friday we talked about the skin.
Yeah.
The top five things that you can do. I did eat some avocados this weekend and some walnuts.
See,
and
I'm so proud
of
you.
I'm like really doing well.
You are doing
seriously.
Good. And I heard you started working out with Tina on Friday last week, Tina Burnett.
Yep, I did. And
cool.
Yep.
Cool. Very exciting.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we'll have her back in, I think, a couple weeks or so. We're going to get back on the schedule because she's a wealth of information. And really just, again, you know, we're not always trying to myth bust, but there's a lot of things that are just old information, and we're trying to keep it current when it comes to health and just success in all areas of your life, and maybe open your ears and your eyes to some new and different kind of things.
And, so and your heart.
Yeah, your heart too. I know. Speaking of, I know we have music. We have all kinds of stuff chalked up in the next couple of weeks. We're just trying to keep ourselves organized on this end to bring you some really cool people. But we're going to have back Kat Suk and Eric Lehman, who've
Can't
both
wait.
Been on. They have a concert coming up in November, so we'll have some good music back on. And
Ricky Tran.
Yeah, Ricky Tran. Man, that guy is going to school us again. I think what?
From
not
Prama
this
yogurt,
Wednesday,
not...
but the Wednesday after yeah. on just all things to do with yoga, which yeah. is
the
like...
Prama Yoga Center. And,
yeah.
The location is 2760 East Trinity Mills in Carrollton.
Yeah. And we're tapped into some good yoga people here between American Power Yoga, Kurt Johnson,
oh,
the Sage,
yeah.
and that crew over there,
yeah.
and Ricky Tran. It's like, you know, I think we have the best of the best in Dallas.
Yeah, we do,
coming
for
in,
sure.
Coming in
Absolutely.
Our doors. Between Tina and Larry North, we've got a lockdown here on and One Life.
I brought that healthy chocolate chip cookie recipe. I'm going to hand it over to you, and you can dissect
okay, good.
It if you would. I can't even tell you how delicious they are.
What kind of? Oh, last Friday I think we started talking because I heard the part of your all show on Thursday with Larry, and he started talking a little bit about, which is great. I think we'll get into this maybe next week, the week before. You know, the holiday season used to be like. People would think, oh, starting Thanksgiving, maybe to New Year's. But I really think it starts at Halloween and it doesn't end until Valentine's Day. Because
yeah.
that is really when everything, you know, the Halloween candy starts coming up, you know, next week-ish.
Yep.
And then after New Year's, people still aren't always on the bandwagon until the chocolate
Valentine's.
And Valentine's Day and everything else.
It doesn't stop. And then Easter. It's
yeah.
like, are you kidding me?
So it's
you do. I mean, yeah. you know, you've got kids. The candy's everywhere. Everybody gives your kids, you know, like, you know, the relatives and stuff.
Yeah.
Here's a box of heart-shaped candy. Then, like I said, the Easter. And
mm-hmm.
it's like.
I know. I'm like always been the one nerd family that's always like, okay, what can I get instead of candy to hand out at Halloween? And my
no,
husband's
I do
like,
that too.
Don't be that. And I'm just like, you know, we got to figure something out. They're going to get plenty of candy.
Don't
so what
be
else?
The apple lady. Don't be the apple lady.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, I'm thinking like pencils, stickers.
God.
I don't know.
Lady,
but you know, kids
you
these days.
Like candy bar with that apple.
I'm
well, telling
you.
Well, and then
you.
We never got to eat the apples anyway, because then my parents would think there's razor blades
exactly.
in them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Someone
injected
apple out. You know, it was like the devil gave it to you.
Yeah.
Assuming that the person put a razor blade in it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. I know.
Because you have to be a little weird. I mean, I guess sort of to give out
you
apples
do.
Anyway. They're
I
always
think you do.
Sort of weird types.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird like me. I know. So I'm trying to like go to the dollar store. I don't even know. Like a dollar per kid. I would probably go broke doing that too for like pencils and stickers. But kids these days are kind of savvy too. You know, like they come to the door and they look at your bucket and they're picking through at their favorite things. And then they give you that look like this candy sucks. You know, if you don't have like the best name brand stuff. So it's like kids are getting picky,
what
man, at Halloween.
Gum?
And tiny little monsters.
Gum?
What about gum?
Yeah.
You know what?
I know it's not good for the teeth, but it's you don't really what about gum?
Yeah,
you know
what?
Gum, that's a good question. I'm not a fan of gum, although I was chewing some on my way here. I will chew xylitol gum like after I eat for like a little bit if I'm not like somewhere I can brush my teeth or something like that to kind of clean my teeth and
mm-hmm.
you know try to get whatever I just ate off my breath. But otherwise, I don't recommend a lot of gum chewing, number one, because most gums taste sweet. And there's a lot of evidence to show that, one, it probably has a toxic sweetener in it, unless it's xylitol. But two, if you taste sweet, your body expects some kind of calories associated with it. Most gums are calorie-free or very low in calories. And it raises your blood sugar and insulin, just like you ate a whole candy bar. And so I'm not a big advocate of a lot of gum chewing, mostly because gums are sweetened with bad sweeteners and food colorings and all that kind of stuff. But I do buy xylitol gum for myself and after a meal, because the literature actually does show that if you expose your teeth to xylitol after a meal can help prevent tooth decay. And so I chew a little bit of xylitol gum every now and then. I feel the need, but it's not like I always have to have something in, you know, like chewing in my mouth or something like that. So I'm not a big fan of gum. I'm not. You know, just like,
so what do you think of that chocolate chip recipe? Is it awesome? And we're going to put it on our website if Jill gives me the approval.
So here, let's do this because we got to take a break. I'll look at it over the break and I'll see if there's any ways I can spice it up if I want to, change it up, make it more healthy. And then we can start to delve into some more of what Larry started last week was how you can, you know, brighten up your recipes for the holidays so they're more healthy. Let's you make don't some have corn to balls. Gain weight. Over, yeah, I don't know about that popcorn recipe. I'm going to have to challenge him on that one, Larry. Otherwise, we'll see you after the break on One Life. I don't get drunk just to spite him. I got my own reasons to drink now. I think I'll call my dad up and invite him. I can sleep until noon anytime I want. Though there's not many days that I do. Gotta get up and take on that world.
Go over the edge for Special Olympics Texas, Friday, October 28th at the Intercontinental Dallas Hotel. Hey, if you've always dreamed of rappelling 15 stories off a building, then sign up and help Special Olympics. Visit sotx.org/overtheedge.
Who's your daddy o.com?
Excuse me, what are you looking at?
I'm checking out a great new place for us to kick it tonight called Daddy O's, and the website is
Who's your daddy o.com?
Yeah, Daddy O's in Louisville. It's a great place to throw back some brews, play pool or darts, or your favorite karaoke every Tuesday and Friday.
I love karaoke.
Plus, open mic night on Wednesday. Great pub grub, killer drink specials, and the best live music in town on Saturday.
Okay, I'm in. Let's go to Daddy O's.
Daddy's Halloween Bash is Saturday the 29th, featuring Soapbox Radio. Who's your daddy-o.com for all the spooky info.
Attention, athletes and parents. Want more energy? Need quicker recovery? How about better focus in school and on the field of play? Reserve your seats now for this can't-miss event. Eat Better, Play Better. Hosted by sports nutritionist Jill Lane. Jill's clients include stars from the NFL, NBA, and NHL, just to name a few.
Hey, this is Jill Lane, pro athlete health and nutrition coach. Parents, this event is for you. I can't tell you how many times I get questions of what your student-athletes should be eating, what you should have around the house, and when they should be eating it around their school and their practice and game schedule. I put together this event, which is going to give you all of the information I give to my pro athlete clients so you can walk away with your questions answered.
Learn to eat like a pro. Eat better, play better. Two dates in Southlake, Thursday, October 20th, and in Dallas, Tuesday, October 25th. For more information, visit eatbetterplaybetter.com. That's eatbetterplaybetter.com.
Herb's Paint and Body now offers Easy Way Valet. When you have your car repaired at Herb's, they'll come to your home or business, pick it up, and arrange for an enterprise rental car to come to you. Once your car's ready, they'll bring it to your door. That's Easy Way Valet, only at Herb's Paint and Body.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support. For your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs, find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Hey, Red Raider fans, get those guns up.
Now he's back to throw. Look right now to the middle of the field. It is caught. Touchdown, Red Raider.
Coach Tommy Tuberville and his 2011 Red Raiders are ready to wreck them in the Big 12 this season. Listen to all of the action right here.
Next up for the Red Raiders, they travel to Norman to take on the Oklahoma Sooners Saturday, October 22nd. Kickoff is at 7, the pregame is at 6 here on 1190 AM.
Back to One Life Radio.
You get, happy Monday.
You get one body, you get one mind, you get one life, man, and make sure you're living it right. And
hey, I did have breakfast. I just remembered.
Awesome.
You did?
I had four Snackwell cookies.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's go back to...
I had four Snackwell cookies. That's right. I did.
Snackwells. I haven't heard of that for a long time. My mom used to buy Snackwells.
Well, they're in our little basket. They're in our little bag on the plane.
Oh,
that you,
Lord, that bag.
That you hate.
Yeah.
And the Snickers, the big king-size Snickers bars in my freezer.
I'm going to blow that bag up. Bernadette and I are going to infiltrate that snack bag.
We're going in your
Cowboys players, yeah. You just watch out.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
We got a plan for those Cowboys.
I tell you what, though. Let me ask you this. I know we've talked about this before, but for listeners who travel, mm-hmm. and I know they don't have food on flights at much anymore unless you fly first class.
Right.
But with that said, if you are flying first class, and what is that? What I had last night, it's either chicken or a filet. Mm-hmm. So we had a filet,
mm-hmm.
asparagus. We get the shrimp cocktail, which is six little shrimp pieces, and a salad.
That's good eating for the plane. I mean,
well, that's what
we
have every. But that's what we. But I mean, that's what. How bad is what I just ate? Now I know it's a bunch of salt because you know, but that little filet and the asparagus, and like I said, salad and shrimp.
It's not bad. I mean, I think that the biggest unknown is what you just said. How much salt is in it?
Yeah.
And you get to.
But I wasn't thirsty. You know, usually like maybe 3-4 hours later, you'd be thirsty. And I'm not. So.
You don't always have to be thirsty if you consume too much salt. But a lot of us have experienced before when you, especially like a longer flight, you get there and you feel just like a little puffy or swollen. Or you said you were active on Saturday night. So that may made a difference because you were working out and that kind of stuff. And so that really helps create some good equilibrium. In fact, I've posted on my own Facebook page for my business, which you can find at jilllanefan.com, that the best thing to do as soon as you get to somewhere, if you're an athlete or not, is to be active, like to go for a walk or something like that, to just kind of get your circulation going again, pump out any just stagnancy from sitting on the plane for a while, drink a bottle of water, and kind of can help you recalibrate, especially if there was a time zone change, help you recalibrate to, you know, where you're at now. So I think that may have helped you because you said you got in a lot of walking around, a lot of activity and some cardio when you were there on Saturday night. So,
and Sunday morning.
Yeah. So that may have benefited you, but you know, yeah, I mean, they don't, when it comes to the plane, I always suggest that people do take like one of the protein bars, maybe the packets of greens, a little packet of nuts. And then, you know, after you get through security, buy yourself a big bottle of water. So that if you do get the munchies on the plane, you don't get stuck for, you know, $10 buying those giant cookies or whatever it is now that they sell that are like jumbo sized portions on most airplanes. You know, they sell like the huge cookie or the giant huge bag of trail mix or whatever. And then you're starving and or tired and you eat the whole thing. So now
you've you would be proud of me. I said no to the fresh cookies and I said no to the Haagen-Dazs.
I am proud. I am proud.
So
very good.
But I said yes to a Coke. You know, and that's another thing too, is I've cut down a lot on the soft drinks, but I have at least one, sometimes two, but usually just one a night.
I didn't know you were a soda drinker.
Oh, I was huge soda drinker.
Really? How many a day are we talking?
I used to drink diet sodas, and this is what I say used to, a month ago. Easily a case a week.
Oh my goodness.
Like four a day.
So now is the
four a night. I used to usually like my weakness was diet A&W.
Really?
Loved diet A&W. But now if I buy soft drinks, it's just, you know, 7-Up or Sprite.
And you do diet still or regular?
No, regular.
Yeah. That's I'm
because
telling
it's
you.
Like, you know, if I just have one a day, it's like, you know, it's no big deal. If
one a day can be enough to throw someone totally out of kilter because,
really?
You know, like we've said, one soda or even like one thing of juice still can have the equivalent of
because, Jill,
maybe 8 teaspoons.
I drink water now throughout the day.
Good.
You know, maybe 100 ounces throughout the day. And then at night, it's kind of like my treat to myself. It's funny because when I'm at home, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that, you know, are exactly like me. When they're at home, they have different, you know, they do things different than at work. It's easy. You know, you got your water here. You're in a routine. At home, you're in another routine, which is my routine is I can't drink water at home. So I drink a soda.
Yeah. Well, I think you've made an improvement, which I give credit to. You went from 4 to 1, and that's a huge improvement. Anybody listening that goes down in any way, shape, or form in the amount of sodas they drink a day, from 3 to 2, from 2 to 1, whatever it is, that's an improvement. But I would not stop yourself short and challenge you to find a substitute for one, because it is just straight sugar. If it's a traditional soda, then it has high fructose corn syrup. I mean, nothing about that is beneficial, especially if you're not working out regularly. And if it's later at night, because then you're for surely not active and that sugar goes for nothing, really, potentially just stored fat.
You know, I was just having a conversation just a little bit ago, about an hour ago, with a gentleman. And I'm not going to call him out, but one of our morning shows, very popular morning shows, he was saying, well, this guy drinks 4 to 6 a morning. Just boom, 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 Coke.
Yeah.
That's his coffee.
Yeah.
Now, that's not out of the norm. I know a lot of people who do that.
Yep.
The first thought that comes to my mind, though, is what does that do to your teeth?
Oh, man. It's bad for you on so many levels. Your teeth, it can discolor them. The carbonation over time actually can weaken bones. Not to mention, you know, I don't know if their diet are regular, but the sugar or artificial sugar, plus all that caffeine. I mean, it's many, many people drink sodas in the morning in lieu of coffee. You know, for all the people who are saying, oh my gosh, that are listening, that are coffee drinkers, it's the same difference in the fact that that's where they're getting their caffeine and they're boosting from. But my question always is, if you have to consume multiple cups of something, why? Why do you need it? And usually it's that you're tired, you need energy, it's your pick-me-up.
You know what mine is?
What?
I drink a lot of coffee. Actually, I cut down on it, but my coffee drinking, I mean, I used to drink easily 6, 7, 8 cups a morning.
Wow.
And then I drink throughout the afternoon. For me, it wasn't that I needed it. It was a crutch.
Yeah.
It was there. It was free. It was like, something to sip on. Now, instead of that, now I have water that I sip on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, a lot of what we do is just habit. I mean, we all have had like.
Nervous tick.
Yeah, a habit, a nervous tick. Maybe for a lot of people, they kick smoking, but then they have to have something else in their hands. So they get that cup of coffee, they get the gum, they get the, you know, if you have to chew gum to give up smoking, then chew as much gum as you need. I'm for that. But then, you know, there's like candy or something that's, you know, another bad habit that replaces the worst one you used to have. And, you know, again, smoking, I think, being the worst, you know, whatever you need to do to stop it, then take up for a time period, whatever that replacement is, with the goal that you're then going to give that up. You know, so if you go to sugar or candy or something, you need to get off that right away to get to a healthier thing. And so, again, it's just a matter of tapering down. There's not a ton of people that can go cold turkey off stuff. There's only like a few that can just say, today is my last day of caffeine. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'm going cold turkey. They'll suffer for headaches for a couple days because that's just the withdrawal that's going to happen. Then they'll be gone and they'll just be able to go water or tea, you know, something less caffeinated after that. But in the meantime, go down. Like, Danny, did you go like 8 to 6 to 4? Like, how did you pull back?
I just cut out. I just cut it out.
You just stopped it.
I just stopped it.
So are you like
just kind of cold turkey? I just finally just boom, because it wasn't. It was a crutch that I didn't realize I was doing it until I realized. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
And then because I was looking around, going, I do drink this much coffee, and not many people do. I don't need this. So I stopped it. And it was like, no big deal.
It's for that very reason that I always, one of the like hardcore rules I have in my office is that you have to keep a food log, because so many of us don't even realize the habits that we have. Like, you might work in an office where there's like the one or two guys or gals that have the candy always on their desk. And you might walk by every few hours and always take two. And you might not realize that it adds up to like 20 by the end of the day until you start writing things down. And if it was like the one thing you're going to take away from the show today, besides to go sign up and play golf on the 31st, that you need to, you know, because I think that's a great cause, but that you need to start writing down what you eat and what time and to the best of your knowledge, the portion size of it, so that, because so many people come to me and go, well, Joe, I think I eat pretty good. And I start having them write it down and it's not good. And they just thought it was good and they didn't know much coffee, know much candy. Write down what you eat for a week. Come back next week, listen every day, but bring your food guide back next Monday and call in and we'll dissect it, because food journaling is one of the most successful things you can do for your health. Write it down, how much you eat, and pay attention.
That's great advice. And it's free.
It's so easy.
It doesn't cost, the price of a pen or a pencil and paper.
Yep. You could literally be your own nutritionist if you start doing that, like really.
Yeah.
Accountability is like 100% of success. So... that's that for today. I don't know where the time goes.
God,
as usual,
I love this song.
I know. We're trying to keep it real.
I know.
One life, one body, one mind. Like, do it up good on Monday today, everybody. We'll see you back tomorrow.